Remember Paul Bunyan, the mythical lumberjack who had a giant blue ox named Babe? As the story goes, Babe was so big, her hoofprints became lakes. Now, scientists have figured out how to create a mini Babe. Well, sort of. They've turned a microscopic, single-celled organism into a tiny beast of burden. NPR's David Malakoff reports that these new micro-oxen are able to shoulder surprisingly large loads.
Paul Bunyan's blue ox was one of a kind. Not so the new micro-ox. Harvard chemist Doug Weibel says it's a common, water-loving microbe known as a blue-green alga. It has a long scientific name, but let's just call it Little Babe.
It's everywhere. It's in water treatment plants. People have isolated from snow. We could go down to the Charles River, and there are algal mats there, and I'm sure we could cultivate this specific genus from that river.
Little Babe looks like a tiny ball with two long, thin arms called flagella. It uses the flagella to pull itself through the water. Imagine a blue-green marble doing the breaststroke. What's more, it has a kind of eye that senses light, which the microbe needs to survive. So if you put Little Babe in a tiny swimming pool with lights at both ends, you can make it swim laps.
They're frenetic breaststrokers, and you turn on the light and they just churn in one direction. You turn the light on in the other direction, they churn in the other direction.
That's Harvard's George Whitesides. He's Weibel's boss. His team is interested in the tiny biological motors that Little Babe uses to move its arms. One day, researchers would like to use the motors to make tiny machines that could move drugs around the body or move chemicals across a microchip. In the meantime, Doug Weibel came up with an interesting idea. Why not see what Little Babe could carry? To do that, the researchers first made a chemical glue. Then they used it to attach tiny plastic beads to the microbe. And Weibel says it turned out that when you put Little Babe in a pool a few inches long, it could haul a lot of beads.
We've seen single cells pulling clusters of around 14 3-micron beads. So in terms of volume, it's enormous. I mean, it looks like a Curious George holding this giant pile of balloons. I mean, it's really quite remarkable.
Weibel even figured out a way to get Little Babe to drop its load. He blasts the chemical glue with ultraviolet light, and the cargo breaks free. The researchers described their work in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The question now is whether such tiny beasts of burden could have any practical uses. George Whitesides says one possibility is that the microbes could haul tiny sensors.
We can at least envision something in which we put these organisms in a large volume of water that we wanted to assay for something, perhaps a toxin. They would go out and swim around and sample the water, and then we could insert a light, and they would come back. So it would be essentially a fetch and retrieve kind of strategy for sensing what's present in large volumes.
Doug Weibel says Little Babe sensors are probably a long way off, but the microbe already serves at least one purpose.
You guys must have raced these things.
We have. We make these very small channels that are close to each other. We put cells in and we let them rip. And we've done races not only for speed, but also for distance. Who can go the distance?
And is there betting going on?
I care not to say.
Weibel says there is one safe bet, however. Microbes like Little Babe will be getting a lot more attention in his laboratory. David Malakoff, NPR News.
To see the microbe known as Little Babe at work, go to our website, npr.org.